Greetings, Tacoma. John Doherty here for KTAH 101.9, Tacoma's low-power FM station. Here to talk to you today about the climate, as always, on Climate Talk, the place where we talk respectfully and data-based to the extent we can about climate and related issues. So my topic today is, who do you trust? Really, in the complex world we live in, we have to put our trust in other sources of information other than our own research. For instance, I believe the speed of light is 186,000 miles per second. I learned that in my high school general science class, but I've never done an experiment to prove it. I just believe it because scientists who have done the experiments that I trust and believe have said so, and they've convinced lots of other people too, so we accept that as pretty much true. Does the Earth go around the Sun, or does the Sun go around the Earth? Well, of course, I believe the Earth goes around the Sun, but I've never done an experiment to prove it to myself. And did we really send somebody to the moon back in the 60s, 70s, whenever it was? Well, I don't know. I can't really prove it. I just believe the news sources and other data that I received and the stuff over the years that convinces me, yeah, I trust those people, and I believe we did send a man to the moon. I haven't done any worldwide measurements of ocean or atmospheric temperatures spanning back over the last couple hundred years, or really having done the research going back millions, even billions of years of what the climate used to be back in those times. It seems knowing what those things were, what the data was, is important. So how do I decide what to think, what to believe? And my answer there is I have to choose who I trust. I have to choose the folks who are talking about the issue and decide whether I trust them or not. Now, before we get into that, there is a huge trap here, a huge trap, I think, and this is how that trap works. If a person makes up his or her mind first and then starts looking for sources to confirm that point of view, then the issue of trust can really be misused. I've heard people saying, well, I just don't trust the scientists. Looking at it from the outside, the reason they don't trust the scientists is because they've already made up their minds and the scientists are saying something different from what they already believe. So the easy out there is to just say, well, I don't trust, and you can fill in the blank. Unfortunate ramification of that approach is that we're never open to new data or new ways of seeing the world or to even questioning our own points of view. So what are some of the criteria that I should use in deciding who to trust? And in particular today, we're talking about climate, so let's keep it within those parameters. So let's just start off by asking the question, what is a scientist? So we could say a scientist is somebody who does research to advance knowledge in a particular area of interest. A lot of scientists, especially the ones we look up to in particular, have advanced degrees. Particularly, they have PhDs in their area of science. They pursue careers in that area, and they work in sectors of the economy, such as academia, industry, government, and nonprofit kinds of groups that are interested in the environment. I think to be a scientist, the person has to have devoted a significant amount of their life to the pursuit of knowledge in a particular, in an area, and in particular, the natural sciences. I don't think having a degree in something is enough to call a person a scientist. For instance, my significant other has a degree in biology, but she would certainly not call herself a scientist, since once she graduated from college, that was pretty much the end of her pursuit of biology. So when you see somebody advertised as a scientist, it's worthwhile taking a closer look. This is all part of the process of answering the question, who can I trust? So we're just getting our foot in the door here on who to trust. So let's say somebody is identified as a scientist. They've got a degree, especially perhaps an advanced degree, and they have devoted significant work to pursuing a certain area of inquiry. Does that make them qualified to talk about climate in particular? Well, maybe, maybe not. the title climate scientist really is not a formal title. I don't know that anybody's got a PhD in climate science. Of course, there are lots and lots of scientists who have devoted a good deal of their energy, their careers, their training, their research to studying the climate in its many aspects, and I got no problem calling those folks climate scientists, although there's probably no hard definition of just exactly what a climate scientist is. One of the key things to look for in asking the question, who can I trust, among scientists is, have they been published in a peer-reviewed academic journal on the subject that you are interested in? As a layperson, there are two main features of the peer-reviewed journal that I think are critical. Number one, the editorial staff doesn't want to print stuff that's puffy or not reality-based or not of particular interest to their subject, so there's an initial screening there. Not every crackpot can have something published in a peer-reviewed academic or scientific journal. The second thing is, after the papers are published, they are subject to peer review. That is, other scientists who may have different perspectives, have done different research, find something to critique that wasn't obvious to the scientist doing the paper, perhaps questioning the validity of their research. So if a scientist has gotten past these barriers, has gotten into a published journal and has been peer-reviewed and has successfully answered those peer reviews, then I think we're well on the way to having somebody that we can believe, somebody that we can trust. Oh, and there's one other thing about the academic journals, too, that I think is critically important to our subject, and that is people publishing are required to reveal any connections they have with other organizations, who's funding their research, what other boards they've been on, what particular axes they might have to grind. So what things would I be skeptical of? I'd be skeptical of things that are just published in the mainstream press. That doesn't mean I don't believe it. I'm skeptical. I want to know who wrote this, what are the disclosures that I should know about the person who wrote this, and so on. Ditto for somebody that talks on a TV program. There's nothing the least bit rigorous or peer-reviewed in the popular media or on television, which kind of leaves the internet, which without a doubt is just the wild, wild west of information. The simple fact of the matter is that no matter what one's perspective is, you can find somebody out there to support your point of view. There are folks who make a case that we never really did send a man to the moon, that the whole thing was faked by NASA. There are folks who argue vociferously that inoculations for children causes autism. There are postings on the internet maintaining that the Earth has been invaded by reptilian alien shapeshifters. In fact, that Obama was a shapeshifter, an alien reptilian shapeshifter, and that this group of aliens has taken over the world. We just don't know about it. Now, the ones that I've listed out here just off the top of my head are relatively inconsequential. I had a loved one who had an eating disorder, and I had discovered while dealing with that there are groups out on the internet who actively encourage people to be anorexic or bulimic. That is, not support groups to help one get past that disease or those diseases, but encouraging people to go ahead, telling them that it's a good idea and that they should go ahead and do it. It's certainly not to say that nothing that's on the internet is of value in terms of climate understanding. Certainly reams and reams of stuff that is. It just has to be watched very carefully. And at the same time, I would say I need to watch myself while I'm looking. Am I just looking for somebody who already agrees with me and is supporting my position, or is this somebody talking from a data-based and a rational point of view? Here's what I would look at in getting information off the internet, and for sure in this time in our history, getting stuff off the internet's pretty much of a must and a great shortcut in a lot of cases. What I have to do is look at the veracity of the website that I'm on, the credentials of the person making the claim. So if I'm on a NASA website or a NOAA website, these are people who are peer-reviewed, who have done intense amounts of research over many, many years. They're not folks that make outrageous claims. They're not folks who fake the data. I think that I can trust them. Let me give an example from my recent experience. A friend sent me a link to a YouTube video created by a guy named Peter Temple. At least that's what it said on the screen. No other way of verifying who the guy was. Essentially, he was claiming that all this talk about anthropogenic climate change, that is, climate change caused by human activity, is just a bunch of hysteria, and what's going on is nothing more than perfectly normal climate changes based on the output of the sun. Nowhere in his 5 or 6 minute presentation did he provide any documentation of what he was saying. He never talked about his credentials or how he'd come to the conclusion that he'd come to. Looking at the comments on his YouTube page, the folks who had watched the video and cared to comment on it were folks that already believed that climate change was something that was just made up by folks who were trying to set their thermostats. So his audience was people who were already convinced, and by watching his video, they became even more convinced of their point of view, even though he clearly was not somebody who could be trusted, at least based on the data that he presented. Good to keep in mind that all one has to do to post something on the internet is to have a computer, a video camera, and an internet connection. So let's just step back a little further and consider the whole subject of science and what it tells us about what's going on with the climate. Really, the science we're talking about is not that complicated. The measurements are what gets really complicated in terms of just having systems to measure temperatures all over the world and to make sure that those temperatures are actually reflecting reality. Basically, the chemistry and the physics of climate change are simple enough that your average high school general science student could understand what we're talking about. And it's nothing new. It's been well over 100 years since the subject of carbon dioxide emissions and that impact on climate was first talked about by a scientist. The science all started back in the 1890s when a Swedish scientist named Svante Arrhenius made first observations about carbon dioxide's impact on greenhouse gases. And there was a scientist in the late 1890s who suggested that climate change could result from concentrations of atmospheric carbon dioxide. His name was Thomas Crowder Chamberlain. So nothing really new, just refined data gathering and a bit greater ability to use computers to project into the future. So to sum up here a bit, who do we trust? Who do I trust? I trust scientists who have been trained in their field, who have done research and have been published in peer-reviewed documents. Doesn't mean I don't trust data from anywhere else, but I'm just very, very careful in what I pay attention to. And I'm also very careful who I dismiss, being careful that that dismissal is not more about my own biases than it is about the science or whatever it is I'm dismissing. So finishing up for today, I always enjoy talking to you about climate and climate change. I would very much like to hear from you. If you have an opinion, I'll always respond in a thoughtful, respectful, and as much as possible a data-based kind of way. You can contact me by sending an email to tacoma@citizensclimatelobby.org. So that's it for today, and I'm reminding you, as always, live like the mountain is out. See ya.